just quickly reviewing and then moving, summarizing, reconstructing, take a few minutes and get into the next part. The major question we have discussed is whether or not the Malachas on Chol Moed are Asa Daraisa, the Rabbanan. Most of the Chachmi Ashkenaz hold their Asa, the Rabbanan, told Rabbi Natan, the Rush, Lalim Afrika, Tosis and Chagiga, I quote a few with the Rivam and some others, Chachmi Ashkenaz. And many of the Achronim think that's the Pshat. In the Rambam, the Beis Yosef, the Magid Mishnah, could even be the Ritz, think that's the problem. The Rambam, of course, there would be an emotion, don't know exactly what he's referring to. The major advantage to them is we understand why Moed Katan is fundamentally different from Yantiv, fundamentally from Shabbos. Chazal basically made up their own rule of Pircha, Yochi Yisera, Hefzid Mamun, etc., Tzara Hamoed, Tzara Hamoed, etc. The major problems they have to deal with the Gemara is that it indicated that it was Daraisa. Two had different words for Daraisa, one, or used for Sukkim, Deres HaKatz, etc. So, in order to deal with those Gemaras, i.e., the Gemara Yidal, the Gemara Chagig, Yerchash, he said to Nasmachta. The third riot was Lifnei Iver. We'll get back to that momentarily. Other Rishonim think it's really Daraisa. But only certain things are Daraisa. The Nemuk Yosef quotes the Ramban this way, the Ritzvah as well, that for some things there's an issue Daraisa, for other things not. Basically, if it's Einu Dabar Ha'aved, or it's Einu Tzarech Hamoed, it's Asim HaTorah. But if it's a Dabar Ha'aved, or it's a Tzarech Hamoed, then it's Motzim Min HaTorah. The question, I think, that the soft spot they have, the issue we have to work out for those sheets, is Mehesa Hesi. In other words, where does that come from? What Zeres HaKatzim told me that it's, everything but Tzarech Hamoed and Dabar Ha'aved. I assume what's the answer to that question, by the way? I assume what Zeres HaKatzim are they using, by the way? They're using the Zeres HaKatzim from? From Chagiga, you're the Ches, put them in, what's it called, Pasuk in Dvarim, i.e. Shivas Yom and Tov HaMatos Yom HaShvi'i, etc., Atzur, but the Gemara itself there has a drasha of some yes, some no. Which are the some? Everything but, well, the some that are Asur are most things, and some that are Mutter are going to be Tzarech HaMoed and Dabar Ha'aved. The third pshat was the Beis Yosef and the Sefer HaChinuch, maybe others who have the Masu L'Chachamim pshat. I assume the soft spot with them, I say soft spot, I mean the reason why other Rishonim won't learn like that is probably because it's unprecedented. Where else in the Gemara do you have a situation where Masu L'Chachamim, it's not a common phenomenon in the Gemara. I think if you Bar Ilani, fortunate to say it before you can slip by me, if you Bar Ilani, so probably it came up once in Shas, it comes up in Rishonim, and that's the Beis Yosef said, yeah, the Ra talks about it, Yoma, and Rav Yosef Karo like the idea a lot, he steps it over here by Kol Moed the Beis Yosef, in the Kesef Mishnah, he discusses it elsewhere. By Chukas HaGoyim, etc. It's very good in the Lashon. It's very mashma in the Lashon. However, there's a little bit of a soft spot there. Not only is it unprecedented, in other words, but Misvara, why would that be? In other words, usually the Torah either tells me Daraisa or it's Darabana. Here, what's the Torah doing? The Torah is telling me what? Yeah, I want something, I just don't care what. The Torah doesn't care what it wants. It just wants something, right? As long as you do something. Create some, Chazal, you figure out how you want to create the Isurim, as long as there are some Isurim. Sounds like a funny presentation. What would be the Torah's agenda? I may be asking a question of being Dorish time of the crop. That may be the case, in other words, but it's still a little bit funny. And if I am being Dorish time of the crop, I'm not sure I am, but nonetheless, I'll try my best to explain it. According to those sheets, the same Rachinah from the Isurim, we believe really that once Mashu and Yahweh to be taken on a literal level, what's the reason why the Torah did that, by the way? Why did the Torah do that? Why did the Torah pull off such a funny move off? I think so, along the lines of the Rambam. Meaning, the Torah does it, in other words, on Shabbos, we'll get back to this in the Kut and the Rambam in a little bit. The Torah, when it comes to Shabbos, most likely the Torah wants specific things not to be done on Shabbos. The Torah doesn't want you to drive, or Torah doesn't want you to do Borer. Torah doesn't want you to be Kosev Shtei Osios. Torah doesn't want you to be Kosher or Matya. Torah doesn't want you to do Meraki. Torah doesn't want you to be Tofet. There are all sorts of, there are 39 things specifically that Torah doesn't want you to do. So don't do that. Yantin is a little different. Yom Kippur is a little different. Each day has different Torah doesn't want. Chol HaMoed, it's not that the Torah cares what's done or not. There's nothing specifically God doesn't want done. Rather, He just wants to make sure that it is recognizably different. If that's the case, then arguably what? Why would the Torah be most for L'Chachamim? The answer is because? Well, I don't know if you can change throughout history. I'm not sure that it's like, it could be Chazal or Kovei at once and it sticks. And if it was, which Chazal were the ones who were called Kovei? At what historical point in time did that take place? I don't know. I don't think it can be like, you know, if we just come along and say, hey, let's change around all of the dinim of Kol Moed. I don't think we can do that. I have to do it, but at least my conservative genes coming out, that's not when you say that. But it could be, the point is, Hashem just wanted it to look different. He didn't care how it looked different. You know what he said? Make it look different. You guys figure it out. Meaning, the Torah is a book of Ratzon Hashem. The Ratzon in this particular scenario is just to have it look different. However you make it look different, we'll have to get back to it. That was given to Chazal, rather. The last sheet out there is that it's a full-fledged, bona fide D'oraisa. In other words, it's not that it's only, you know, it's not that it's Masu L'Chachamim, but it's D'oraisa. What does that mean, D'oraisa? Who holds the sheet? And the Torah quotes the Rif. The Torah quotes the Rif, and the Beis Yosef is like, where did we get that from the Rif? I'm not convinced. It could be the sheet of Harif, and it could be the way he got it from. The Rif in Chagig, it just quotes the Pesukim straight up. So why does he quote the Pesukim straight up? Presumably because it's D'oraisa. Many people quote the Urayim, the Mordechai here quotes the Urayim, the Beis Yosef quotes the Urayim, the Urayim says it himself. But many people think the Urayim holds it's a full-fledged D'oraisa. If it's a full-fledged D'oraisa, so why is it so different from Yantiv? What, right? So one could say again, like we did, maybe like the Ramban, that they only made it full-fledged in certain areas. Or maybe it's D'oraisa and it's Masu L'Chachamim. It's real full-fledged D'oraisa. The question is, what does that mean? So I thought of two possible ways of doing it. Two possible ways of understanding. Why is it to be a full-fledged D'oraisa, yet it's some very different from Yantiv? What could it be, yeah?
It could be like we have now, people are not saying, you know, there's like a different luck for no one.
I'm not, it could be, I probably would be more inclined to say there is an element of Kedushas Hayom there, A, and B, I'm not even sure what would be the trigger to say that. I'm trying to figure out why it'd be different from a real day of Yantiv, insofar as that, in other words, the Torah basically said there's such a concept called Yantiv, but also there's such a thing as called Hamoed. The Torah said both are Asur Malacha, yet the way the rabbis interpreted it, that they're fundamentally different. Why is that the case? If it's all D'oraisa, so why should it depend on Sarchei Rabin and Sarchei Moed and Hesed Merubah and Tirchei Yisera? Again, that's just in terms of option number four with the Pshat.
All of them,
they're very effective.
All of them.
Each and every Tirchei Yisera.
They all define someone.
Yeah. The simple Pshat is, and I'm going to go quick, but I'm going to say, first, number one is that what the Teres HaKasim tells you. The Teres HaKasim makes it different. And by the way, it shouldn't be so surprising because Yom Kippur is different from Shabbos, and Shabbos is different from Yantiv, and Yantiv is different from Kol HaMoed, and Kol HaMoed is different from Rosh Chodesh. There's a digressing, you know, intensity in terms of that. Rosh Chodesh has some elements of Kedusha, Kol HaMoed may have Dar or many. Some uniqueness of the day, whatever it has. Kol HaMoed has real Issur Melacha. Yantiv has much more Issur Melacha. Shabbos is even Asur B'Ochel Nefesh. Yom Kippur is even Asur even more than that. In other words, in the Kiddush, Yom Kippur, Shabbos, no, it's the ultimate Shavisa. One could argue along those lines that the Torah prescribed different ingredients for each one. In other words, I was talking to your brother, I was talking to Rabbi Daniel Fine yesterday, and he was like going crazy. There's no way, he was telling me, there's no way anyone can hold it to D'oraisa and not either say Mabsu Hadar L'Chachamim or learn like the way the book you have to quote the Ramban. So I thought you could say that. First, I showed him that the Beis Yosef quotes it depends on the Urayim separately and the Rif separately. He's like, okay, fine, you can say it, but I don't understand the shot. I didn't get to finish the conversation until today. But L'Chor, the Torah just prescribed a different ingredient. There's a different level of intent, a different level of Kedusha Hayom, which is reflective of a different level of Issur Melacha. Alternatively, one could say it's a full-fledged Kedushas Hayom. I'm sorry, it's a full-fledged Issur Melacha. In other words, however, it's fully D'oraisa, but it's not that it's quite a Kedushas Hayom, but rather along the lines of the Rambam, which is, we used this earlier on, we're using it again now, that the Torah just wanted to make Chol HaMoed look different. The Torah just wanted to make Chol HaMoed different from every other day of the week, and that's how they decided to do it. Okay. And therefore, there are four basic shitas, full-fledged daraisas, but, you know, not Dabra Abed, etc., and Tarach HaMoed. Three would be the Masul Hacham, and four is everything with Rambam. We intend to talk about the Shitas HaRambam. What does the Rambam really hold? We saw the Magen Mishnah, we saw the Beis Yosef, and the quotes of Rabbeinu Moshe, some fear to refer to the Rambam or not. We see the Rambam, but we intend to say the Rambam. What triggered them to say this? So there are a few things, I think, that made them, I mean, a list of things that triggered them to the Rambam. Number one is that there's no Shabbos on the test mount. Number two is that there's Malchus Marcus. Number three is that it's the Divrei Sofrim. And number four is the Lashon HaKadosh, Kadesh Shalom, Yini Yavah Karmel Nechol. We point to that different Mahalas that really the Rambam of the whole is not Torah. I mean, a few things that supported this our theory. Number one is the Rambam said it's not Shabbos. He never said it was not Midaraz. Number two is he called it Mikrai Kodesh. Number three was the Parish HaMishnayis. And there are a few other things as well. Just to point out, a secondary nekuda that comes out of the Rambam, I mentioned it already twice, so I'll mention it one more time. And then I'll just kind of give a little bit of a summary. I'll do the summary first, actually. There are two questions, and they may or may not be linked. One is the Yisra Malacha and Cholomoy Ben HaTorah or Ben Rabbanan, or anywhere in between, number one. And number two is it intrinsically bad, inherently wrong, or is it just a technical way of, you know, making Chol HaMoed look different? If it's the Rabbanan, well, presumably, there's nothing intrinsically wrong about it, we just kind of want to make it look different for some. If it's the Raisa, one can go either way. And that's essentially what we said over here, as well as several times throughout as we reviewed the sheet. There are really two different issues. One is, does the Torah Aseret, or does the Torah not Aseret? Only the Rabbanan come along with Aseret. And the Torah does Aseret, did they Aseret intrinsically or not intrinsically? Is it that they think Chol HaMoed, it's bad, it's wrong to be doing Malacha Chol HaMoed, which is Hefsid, which is not a Hefsid Gadol, or Hefsid Gadol, but not a Tirfes Hera, or not Tzar Terach, or whatever the rules are? Or no, the Torah didn't really, doesn't think it's intrinsically wrong, and if to break it down, you call it Xander, you know, more along the lines of like Avra versus Hefza. Is it that it's intrinsically wrong, it's fundamentally bad, the Torah doesn't want you doing it, just like Shabbos, you know, just like the Torah, the absolute value, the Torah shuns intrinsically. It has bad roots in it. If one eats on Yom Kippur, if one does Borer on Shabbos, and maybe one can say thing if one plants or moves around the water in a tearful fashion, the Torah thinks it's intrinsic, it's perhaps nothing wrong with it. Alternatively, one can say, no, it's not intrinsically, one way to go say it's intrinsically wrong, the other way to go, it's not intrinsically wrong, it's just that the Torah doesn't want that activity done for some other reason why. Sharpen a little bit. Meaning, is it that the Torah doesn't want you doing it? Is it almost like it's that the person shouldn't do it, or that they shouldn't have it done on that day? Is it that you shouldn't be doing it, or it shouldn't be done on that day? And for the Rambam, you get the impression that which is the correct Shah? Which is the correct Shah in the Rambam? Well, that shouldn't be done on that day. I'm not sure. I started calling it Chepsa and Gavra, but I realized that in that terminology, because usually Chepsa means intrinsic, but also the Gavra can mean like don't do it versus on the day. So we'll call it the is it that you shouldn't do it or it shouldn't be done on the day? Is it a din of the yom, or is it a din of the malacha? Is that the malacha is there, or that the yom shouldn't happen? Again, this is only for Tzvi'at Torah. The Rabbanan. Well, then, you know, that's not a shadow. It's going to be another day. It's going to be intrinsically wrong about that. Just to point out, again, you know, we pointed out the Rambam, and the clearest lesson of the Rambam it wasn't intrinsic like Shabbos or like anything like Yom Kippur, but rather was just the day. What lesson is the clearest in the Rambam? The Rambam says, what's the holy point? We don't want it to look like Shar Yemei HaKol. I would like to sharpen this one step further.
I thought maybe it was about
a little bit. If you notice, most of the Rishonim, when they quote a pasuk that Chol Hamoed is Daraisa, what drasha do they quote? Ashvi, Rashi quotes it, whoever the Perush Miuchas Rashi over here, and Tosfos quotes Ashvi. Most of the Parshas quote the last of the drasha in Chayim. Who doesn't quote that? The Rambam. What does the Rambam quote? A different drasha. The drasha of Mikrei Kodesh. The Rambam has a different pasuk, which is Mikrei Kodesh, which I think is the second or the third, I forgot. It's a different drasha on the same page over there, and Chayim Yitzchak chooses a different one. I was a little bit. I have five people asking me, why is the Rambam saying Mikrei? Why did you choose Mikrei for a drasha with a different one? So I was thinking maybe he could answer based upon this recognition of the Rambam. Maybe I'm going to hear the Rambam. Please let's look at the Lashon Rambam right now. It's unbelievable. Kol shomoi afal pi shelo nemer bo shabbosom kol v'nikra mikrei kodesh hariz man chagiga b'mikdash. Says the Rambam, it is mikrei kodesh, it's not shabbosom. What does that mean, it's not shabbosom, it is mikrei kodesh? So the first level of interpretation is that if it would be shabbosom, it would be what? Asari malacha, kol hamalacha, like Yom Kippur, Shabbos, Yom Kippur, those are the days where it's Asari, those are the days called Shabbos, and they have those days where it's, you know, what's it called, whether Asari or Hamalacha. This is not, this is called Mikrei Kodesh. That's the most simple level, that's what we saw from yesterday. I just want to add one more to Kuna, which is, it's not by chance that the Rambam chose these sukkahs to show contrast. What does Shabbos mean? Shabbos means you should be shovels. You should do a shvisa. You should refrain from doing malacha. On Shabbos, on Yom Kippur, on Yom Kippur, what is the Torah's agenda according to the Rambam? You should not be involved in malacha, because malacha on those days is something extremely bad, apparently equals more. Masha'in came on Chol Hamoed. That's what the Rambam comes to the pasuk of shvisa. What pasuk does he choose? Mikrei Kodesh. It's a day which is called Kodesh. It's a day which has Kedusha. And therefore, because it has Kedusha, it can't look like other days without Kedusha. And that's what the Rambam said. Kedei Shalom Yiyeh Kesharim Echol She'en Lehen Kedusha Klav. The whole point, according to the Rambam, regardless of this drush of Mikrei Kodesh, is it's reflective of the fact that there's nothing intrinsically wrong with the malacha, but rather what? We don't want malacha done that day. We want the day to look different, and the best way to make the day look different is to not have to refrain from malacha and doing malacha. And that, I think, by the way, we use this Rambam a few times to explain potentially, you know, we use this, again, this theory of the Rambam is not just mashed from Lashon of today, but very much links up to these sukkim. How the Rambam contrasts Mikrei Kodesh from Shabbosom. And just to review, we use the Rambam, this theory of the Rambam, to explain potentially why the Torah would have been masur to the Chachamim. Where if it is only full-fledged mitzvah daraisa, why it doesn't reflect Yom Kippur properly, we had used this Rambam twice. Okay, one last more nekuda, just in terms of the drasha, and the one that most Rishonim accept, the Hashvi, we had pointed out that there's a difference between the way they'll say the Rosh and Rashi quoted Rasha versus Tosfos. Tosfos said with Tosfos had a Mikol Malacha with an Amem, and Rashi had a Mem. There were some other differences. I think Ariel Fine pointed out yesterday that, you know, he has the Hey, but then he says by loud that actually quoted a point. So he has the Hey, I don't think any difference. I think Rashi covers it as well. Is there a difference between the Beis and the Mem? To be honest, I'm not sure. But if there is a difference, you know what the difference may be? What?
Yeah.
I think so. Exactly. In other words, the refrain, Miko Malacha, sounds like you should not be doing Malacha. But it's refrain, Bicho Malacha, it sounds like the Malacha shouldn't be done on that day. The Beis sounds more like the Yom Shad, the Mem sounds more like the Malachim Shad. It could be that what's going on with Machlokas for yourselves. It's pretty speculative of me. I'm not convinced of it. I'm throwing it out as an option. And even if it is true, I'm not convinced that this Rash is for sure going to go that way and Tosfos is for sure go the other way. Sometimes, you know, people have the gear, so that doesn't necessarily work best with their Shad. But I would like to make a suggestion. I think that's what the suggestion is. Okay. Lastly, and then we'll move on to the later. It's interesting. The Gderes HaKosav of Masu Hadavar L'Chachamim. In other words, it comes out to the Gemara. How can anyone say anything but what the Beis Yosef said and anything but what the Uriah said? Isn't it pretty straightforward? Doesn't the Gemara say, Masra Adabra Chacham, to know which belongs to the Asura, which belongs to the Gemara? That's really found in the Gemara. So, according to the Uriah and Beis Yosef, no problem at all. That's what they mean. According to the Rambam, we actually chose a different pasuk, not such a problem either. If you learn the whole thing, Dirabon Mitzin Asmachta, it's also not as good, but fine, because at the end of the day, it's an Asmachta. You know, and the Chacham have the right to do so. Why does this Asmachta spell it out and not the other Asmachtas? I'm not sure, but if it's an Asmachta, it's fine as it is. Now, it's in the Araisa. You have a tough time reading this Lashon of Matzah, Dabar L'Chachamim. Not sure exactly what it means, although I will note that the Ritva actually holds that Shita, that it really is a Daraisa, and the Ritva, when he quotes the Drasha, what does it say? What does it change? Anyone notice it textually? It's a small little textual difference, which I thought was not by chance. The Ritva, when he quotes the Drasha, he says, Kedarina, Ein Darshan, Dedavar, Ha'ave, Mutulatavi, fine, that part's not relevant, here's the part that you're reading from. Shalom Masu HaKotzav Elo L'Chachamim Leida Eid Malach and Mutaris Bigo Zavar Havi. What is the Eid? What? Leida. Exactly. He says, Shalom Masu HaKotzav Elo Leida Eid Malach and Mutaris Bigo Zavar Havi. Who misnab and tirch hafuz alam dafra ala kol heim ala lafi yafi 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 this drasha to know what's mutter and what's aser, and it's not that they were given the control of it because, according to the Ritva, they weren't given the control of it. That lashon of leida is an extra word, it's probably a different gemara, but it's very reflective of a conceptual difference. Okay, that takes us to a quick 2 second, 20 minute review. But let's say you don't really want to get into that. I hope that clarified things, how it tied up loose ends as well as. Put the picture of having it together. Let's talk about the Araisa, the Rabbana, the Leibis, etc., etc. We'll try to spend some time doing that. Randy Susan, so join us back on this one. There was a kasha, the Gemara of Hodazar. What's the kasha from the Gemara of Hodazar? The Gemara of Hodazar.com page has followed. So what does the Gemara say? That if a person has a field, he should not give it to a. He should not master, he should not lend it, rent it rather to a kusi. Why not? Because the kuzi is going to do malach. Well, the Gemara says, what's the problem? So the Gemara mentions two problems. One is the problem of marriage science. And the Gemara says, the second problem of listening either. Okay, the marriage science problem we're going to ignore right now. We're going to they will learn about the guard together. And we have to, I'm going to learn that next year. Who knows? But in the meantime, we're learning this is so listening either is a potential problem. So what's the kasha? The Gemara says that there is such a thing as lifting the either on Chol HaMoed. How can there be lifting the either on Chol HaMoed? Chol HaMoed is only what? Midrabanan. How could you violate lifting the either Daraisa if you're only doing the Malach Midrabanan? The Torah said there's such a thing as lifting the either. When the Torah was written, Kibayachol, Hashem didn't know Kibayachol. That there was going to be Isra Malach Drabbanan on Chol HaMoed. Ella, if the Leiver applies to Chol HaMoed, you have to learn. Al Karcha, what do you have to say? That Chol HaMoed is what? Midaraisa. And that is the raya that many of you shouldn't bring, that Chol HaMoed is Daraisa. Ritva brings that raya, the others bring that raya. Rush quotes it when he talks about the Daraisa, many bring that raya, many of you shouldn't bring that raya. The Yuri brings that raya, many of you shouldn't bring that raya. Question now becomes, okay, so if you, how do you learn the Gemara of Hodazar? What are you supposed to say? If you hold one way of learning, it's the most partial way, that Chol HaMoed is Midhatorah. That's great. That's the way the Ritva learns, that's the way the Rashbam learns, that's the way Chosin, the Gigadatva, Yosef, Port Rashbam, all the Chachmei Sfarad who learn that Malach, that Chol HaMoed is Midhatorah, are going to hold this. This is the Chachmei Sfarad to hold that. And most of the Chachmei Ashkenaz, except for the Rashbam, we're going to hold that. It's only Midrabanan. And therefore they have a problem. So how can you get out of this problem? Perfect. Step back. What assumptions is this question based upon? Well, that's true. We'll get there in a second, yeah? Number one is that listening ear is merely minatora. That listening ear with the Gemara system, the ear means minatora. That's number one. You know what else? Number two is that Koha Moe is the Drabana. Okay, we'll count that. Yeah, but we'll work with that. Koha Moe is the Drabana. And, if that, and, that, and by the way, that's exactly where you have to continue with what? And therefore, yeah, exactly, yeah. And this way, that listening either is not shy to talk about it in the context of Yisurei Dirabana. So far, so good. Now, who attacks the second assumption, by the way? We'll start with that one first, because that's what we already spoke about. Exactly, the Rashbam and the Ritva, and they believe that Kolamoid is not Sirtan Torah, and they can show you that that's exactly their right. There are, however, two other ways of deflecting this right. One is to say what? What? Yeah, the theme is not really bad. Torah, it's only Nidir Rabbana. So the theme is only Nidir Rabbana. Aye, the pasuk says, listen, if you know what the pasuk really is, it's just a, it's an asmakta. Who said this? The Pharish? Which Shita said this? What? No. We're going to go to the third one, I think. Tosus and Chayiga, and you're okay. Tosus and Chayiga, and that's the test said, it's done, it says what the Iver, you think it means what the Iver Daraisa, but really there's a Darabana version of the Iver. With the Iver Daraisa, Shayach Priesturim Daraisa. With the Iver Darabana, the Shayach Priesturim Darabana. And since Chalamoi told me this is Darabana, with the Iver is only Darabana. Ah, it says with the Iver. You're right, it says with the Iver, but it means with the Iver Darabana. There's a downgraded form, some people call it Misayayala Beira. Whatever you want to call it for this, and this is the Rabbanan called the Neger, and that is Shaykh to Yisur Rabban. Which basically means, fundamentally, I agree with all the major steps that the Ritva and all these other people took. Half as smart. However, I'll just reinterpret the Gemara. What Rabbeinu Tam did with revolution to require a lot more understanding, Rabbeinu Tam found in the Sefer of Odezara that Rabbeinu Malik said, you totally got everything wrong. Rabbeinu Tam says you're wrong. You can violate with the either on what? Exactly. You can violate with the either on an issue of the Rabbana. Now the question is, how can you do that? And I'll stick to the question. Again, the Torah said there's a particular specific criteria of what the either is. When the Torah was given, there was a set, closed definition of what the either is. It did not include giving a kusi the ability to work your field on Kol HaMoed. So when the Rabbanan created it later on, how could they have reinterpreted what the Torah means when it says with Neida? What is the Pshat in Rabbeinu Tam? I like to share with you two different things together. What do you want to say? What?
An addition for the Rabbanan.
That's the first way to go. That's the Kostin Chagiga in the text. That's the list they can use. Rabbeinu Tam says, you're violating with the Yisur D'oraisa and Yisurim D'rabbanan. How can Rabbeinu Tam say such a thing like that? L'chore, it makes no sense. Show you with me? Adam, how you doing? Good? Okay. And here's where methodology is going to help out. Conceptually, if you want what, basically, we're trying to say somehow, Rabbeinu Tam disagrees with this. That when we put the Eber, not Shakti, Sir Drabban, it says Rabbeinu Tam, it is Shakti, Sir Drabban. What do you, you know what?
Bring the Eber down to the Rabban, I'll bring
Yeah, correct. Either somehow you have to reinterpret our understanding of Yisuri Drabana, either somehow you totally misunderstood what Yisuri Drabana are all about, or you totally misunderstood what they even are. Anytime you have two variables, what they even, and Yisuri Drabana, X and Y, if you think X is not shaykh to Y, and someone comes along like Rinkam and says it is, it's either because you misunderstood the Neiver or you misunderstood Yisrael Gavan. And what I'd like to do in the next remaining time of Shir, next half hour or so, is try to develop the sugya of Yisrael Gavan in general. Let's take a whole look at Yisrael Gavan and try to analyze them. Maybe that'll help us figure out what Rinkam had in mind. And number two is to relook at the Neiver. I hope I'm planning on getting it all in today. I hope I'm planning on getting it all in today. If not, we'll finish it up tomorrow, and I'll wish you Kasi. I'll have been taking more time on every study than I had intention to. Story time. Okay, let's start with the Yisurim Drabbah. Those of you who have been in my shiur for some time probably heard me say I've been Shalom Chalim 25 times. This is my favorite Rebbe Chalim Shas. It's found in the first piece in Rebbe Chalim's thing called the Kutris de Resofrin. There Rebbe Chalim has a 6-7 piece essay. Shekel Torah, beautiful and unbelievably useful. I use it all the time, it's amusing, right here. It starts off with a difficult Rambam and Hilchot Mamre. The Rambam is talking about a Zakein Mamre. The Rambam writes, the criteria for becoming a Zakein Mamre means you have to argue with Beis Din, without any argument with Beis Din, it has to be a substantial argument. What's the criteria for being a substantial argument with Beis Din? It has to have a penalty of the Beis Din. The punishment has to be Haresi, and the Shogeg has to be Tata. That's what the Rambam writes in the Rambam, if I'm not mistaken, very down below that. The Rambam says in Hilchot Mamre, this is the first word that the enemy now has got there, I'll read it to you. The Rambam writes in Hilchot Mamre in Perez. Dalit, Halacha. He said, "Dead Shachalakal Jason had double the Dagger Shachayab, Dalit, 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 the person argues on one of these types of arguments that we made the punishment of Karis or Shogay punishment that Karis happened with the thing. Shayu Ojib of Humat, the Shayu Matib of Ozer. It doesn't make a difference if people are making the basis for Mach, that's irrelevant. I raise a chayav nisa. Why? Because he did a zakein mamre. I feel who haya omer mitika bala v'amar tachti mosi rabosai. I think Kabbalah I got in that tradition from my rabbi. The hamar tachti or the name of Shadin Yotzei. But they say no. We're arguing on your Kabbalah with the svara. You don't have a tradition. You do. We don't care. How will the nasa v'nafa alei? I'm thinking we're going to take it down. B'daver. But also, O shahora lachos. I raise a chayav. They are chlomer. In him, more than the Akabal, and certainly their passing makes a contradiction as opposed to their own svar. V'chein, here comes the really controversial part of the Rambam. V'chein, im chalak alayim b'gzeirah min ha-gzeirah shagaz v'zav shesh v'shagaz v'chatz v'zav v'chares. And so too, it's just the gzeirah which has a chi of chatz v'zura chi of chares. Kigon, Shehikir Hakamik Biyom Arba Sarbanisa, Bishah Shish, Sawas of Mana, Bishah Hamish, Hareza Chayav Misa, Bechen Kokeot Ibazet. Says the Rama, not this is the principle, however, it applies even to Gzeros. For example, the Isser, the Ravana of Chamit Biyom Yudal. If you come along and say there's no such thing as Isser Hana, of Kur Chasos, or there's no intrapila, bishah shishis before chatzos, I don't hold to such a thing, if based on passions against you, you become a zakein mamre. That's the Rambam. The Ramban in the Sefer HaMitzvot takes the task and says, totally natural. Says Ramban, it's crazy, this is the way of this is the Rabbanan, how in the world can that be chayat chatzos, shkagasa, chatzos, don't occur. The Ramban asks the Baal Kash on the Rambam. There are two major defenses to the Rambam. This is already number of Allah. Number one is the Kesef Mishnah writes, Alatar and Hilchot Mamre. The Kesef Mishnah responds as follows. Because the Mishnah says, you want to know why the Rambam's not so problematic? You want to know why Issa the Rabbanan had the Arabic written for perpetual becoming a Zakeh Imam, right? Says that the Mishnah, because there is enough to be the case. You know what it is? Kiddushin. The Isurah. I don't know. Cole, you remember this stuff? Rosie, can we say stuff or not? No? The Kitzer says the Kesef Mishnah, I have a great nafkamina. You know what the nafkamina is? If a person takes this chametz, which is now Asher B'Hanah, from Shachamisha to Chatzot, and is Mekadosh Shanisha, whether or not she'll be married to, depends upon the sister of the Rabbanan. And if she's married to and that has all sorts of halachic ramifications as to whether or not you'll get made in Tariq and Shoghi and Chava, and therefore it says that that's his mission, that's the Pshat Naram. Being that there is any Chitimsa, there's some case out there that you can find, where what? Where, indirectly, you can have a case where there's ramifications of the David being Chai Tariq and Shoghi being Chai and Chava, that's good enough to make you a Zakeh Imam. L'chora, according to the Kesef Mishnah, what's behind the machlok is the Rambam versus the Ramban. What's the Nekudas HaMachlok according to the Kesef Mishnah? What's the difference between the Rambam and the Ramban, Rabbi Osai? No? The difference is whether or not a Zokhi Mamre becomes Zokhi Mamre when there's an indirect machlokas about, or whether there's a machlokas, there's an indirect punishment that made it the courage to show Gator Havas, or only a direct one. According to the Ramban, what you need? Directly. It can't be something which has a ratification of the made it courage to show Gator Havas. It's got to be something that's direct. According to the Ramban, even indirect. Rabbi Chanan disagrees, and here's what's really relevant for us. Rabbi Chanan has a few caches. He goes to town. For starters, he says, if you read the Rambam, you don't get the impression he's talking about indirect things. He's talking about specifically direct things, and not only that, number one, he's talking about chametz over here, and not just Yidusha Yisha, he doesn't mention it. Number one. Number two is, says Rabbi Chanan, if the Kesef Mishnah would be right, it wouldn't be true only by Isurei Hana, it would be true by all Isurei Rabbanan. And therefore, why the Rambam mentioned the Chametz case, he could have mentioned Isur Orva Rabbanan. He could have mentioned any Isur Rabbanan, any Isur Hana. That's all the other Rabbanan should have been. And then the Kesef, then the Rambam of Chana goes one step further, a little bit looking for shaky fashion. He goes more than that. Let's say if they argue whether or not the Esrog is kosher or pasuk. If the Esrog is kosher, it's worth how much money? I don't know, 150 shekels. If it's pasuk, how much is it worth? 4 shekels. So if let's say he's Makadosh Isha with an Esrog, and if the Makadosh is kosher or pasuk. So she's only being Makadosh, for starters, it's less than Shemakuta, certainly no good. But even if it's worth 4 shekels, she's taking on nice kosher. She wouldn't get married to different Esrog that's less. The Kedushin depends upon whether or not. Would you make him a Zakeh Imam arguing over that Esrog? Esrog Chama? I mean, just because there's an indirect ratification of Kedushin doesn't mean that it's subject to Zakeh Imam. Elos HaZeb Chana, and you misunderstood the Rambam. The Kesef Mishnah got it wrong, says HaZeb Chana, has a different approach. He says it's Dafka Chamit. And why Dafka Chamit? And here's HaZeb Chana's beautiful shtickle Torah, which is worthwhile remembering. L'dorei Doris at Medya. Mokhan says like that: when the Torah has created Israel, Lo Tassar, what does it do? Says Mokhan, it's my clothing, the Rambam and the Ramban. According to the Ramban, it allows the Rabbanan to interpret Torah, which is called Torah Shebaal Peh. According to the Rambam, he writes that the Beir Shidduchas Mamre Perek Aleph Halacha Aleph. Not only does it allow them to interpret Torah Shebaal Peh, it even allows them to create Gezeiros and kapanos, and all sorts of other things. And the Ramban itself attacks the Rambam in Sefer Mitzvot with this exact point. How can it be that the Deir and Takaros are under Lo Sos? The Ramban asks Kabam Kasha. If really Gezeres and Takanos were under the rubric, under the umbrella category of Lo Sos, do you know what you would probably run into? They would really be Deraisa. And if they're really Deraisa, you know what the case would be by a Safek? You should go L'chomer even on the Rabban, because at the end of the day, the Torah under the Lo Sos told you to keep them. So Safek, the Rabban should really go. Look, everyone knows that's not true. That's the Ramban's passion. The Ramban says, maybe, then how do you defend the Rambam? I say, because there's two defenses to the Rambam. One is the Ramban's defense of the Rambam, and one is all the Akronim say. I don't know what you said, but sometimes the Akronim, I'm not even saying that. All the Akronim say. I say. The Ramban says, maybe, really, 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 you'll tell me, kind of like a hey mom room, a hey mom room. Meaning, the Torah said, lo tosso, which means the rabbis have the halachic capacity to create, sculpt, and mold mitzvot. They just chose to make all of their mitzvot safek rabban l'kula. In other words, the Torah said something that I saw, but the Rabban said, we're creating a mitzvah called Megillah. One of the halakhs of Megillah that has to be read from a class. Another halakhs of Megillah that has to be read, written video. Another halakh is here. The Sabbath, the Rabban Lakula. Megillah might not have been the best example of what we're doing right now. The discussion begins, that's Megillah, whatever. But Lula Day 4. What are the criteria of Lulav Day 4? That you need four meanings. Of course, the Rosh Hashanah. The day in Tosfos that both of you, anyone with four meanings, might have been Rabbanah, but not the fact of that. Okay, but the standard shot is, you need all four meanings. So too. That's one of the halakha they built. Another halakha they built was, Suffix, Lulav, Fix, Lulav, Lulav. The Rabban says, maybe that's what the Rabbah has in mind, but it's very dark, and that's why I don't know. There's another shot for the Rabbah, which all the Akronim suggest. Gotti, what's over here? How you doing? Yeah? Yeah, exactly. They have full capacity, full sleep, and full jurisdiction over how the meeting worked out. So they created however they want. They made the mitzvah. They have left selected shows. They, by their own choice, they said, let's make sure they can fill the food. There's another halakha out there, which I want to suggest to defend the Rambam, which is, follow. There's a Gemara in the third paragraph of Kedushin. The Gemara says that a Safek Mamzer doesn't have to do any yichus, any bedikas hayichus. He doesn't have to check, he doesn't have to look into a yichus. He can just assume he's a kosher Yisrael. The Torah only asked a Mamzer. Mamzer below Safek Mamzer. We don't answer a Safek Mamzer. This is a special Derech HaKadosh. Because if there's a weapon, the Suffolk Mam is okay, only a real Mam is possible. So the well-known sheet of Harashba. The Rashba said, this is the source, this is the Makor for Suffolk Yaraisa Lechum. What? The fact that the Torah had to go out of its way to tell you that Suffolk Mam goes. Lakula, why do you need a Gzeres HaKasa? Because why? Because without it, you would stick to the standard default rule, the basic rule, the rule without any exceptions, which is Sfeikos Deraisa go Lachumra. And that's what the Rashba writes in the Tshuva. It's not, I look forward, I'm excited, but David Rashba, Ben was interested in the first Shep Shmaita, and the lengthy discussion about this Rashba, and the Rambam who disagrees. The Rambam disagrees. The Rambam argued that Safek, Rambam writes it two times, more. No, it's Tumba somewhere. Rambam writes a few times that Safek Deraisa L'chumra itself is a derabbanan. In other words, min haTorah sabekuf daraisa kol kula. It's only the rabbanan who later on said, "You want to know what? We should really go to korah even on sabekuf daraisa." If that's the case, and by the way, how does the Rambam learn the pasuk? By the way, it's not that the gzeres hakasuk is the exception to the rule, but rather it's megalim the rule itself. That's like a really important methodological point. And then the gzeres hakasuk is teaching me like a binyanah. Is it teaching me all the principles? Is it teaching me what the rule is, or it's saying this is the exception to the rule, and this is what the rule isn't? Okay, that's my focus here. The Rambam brings the Rajba. And the upshot is sapek daraisa l'chomra did daraisa or did the rabbanan? And many Achorim say, you see from the Rambam, you want to know why Safek Daraisa goes to Chumra? Why? Because the whole institution of Safek Daraisa to Chumra itself is within the Rabbanan. The Rabbis made it only for Mitzvah Daraisa, not Mitzvah Rabbanan. And therefore, for entry, this kasha of what's the difference between Safek Daraisa to Chumra and Safek Daraisa to if all mitzvot really are, if all those sasa really is, Minat Torah. Hang on a second, let's finish this up. Then Rabbi Elchanan asked, but that's the case, according to the Ramban, what major problem do you have to deal with? Okay, I understand that they're not from those subs, and that helps me out because it's no longer a problem of stuff like that, right? You'll come through the Rabbi Kula. However, what's the source? What's the makor for Mitzvah the Rabbanan? It doesn't come from those subs, or it comes from those subs, so make case it's true. Where does it come from? You with me? And here's where I'm back into an unbelievable blow-away shot. You know what he says? He brought on Hashem. That's what you're supposed to do. And that's Rebbe Chanan said. Brought on Hashem. I'll take a look inside. Now I read it four times. I'm like, I'm not just going to say it. It's brought on Hashem. That's Rebbe Chanan said. It's the right thing to do. You don't know what to do before. That means a svara? I don't know. Is that a svara? If not a svara daraisa, because why do we svara daraisa? Still run into the problem of something daraisa l'chumra, you know, even by the svara daraisa. If it's svara daraisa, there's no such thing as a svara daraisa. Because the Greek, what is it? It's ratzon Hashem, it's not a svara. It's not a daraisa, it's ratzon Hashem to Rosh Hashanah. In any event, this is there's a lot more to talk about this. I'll tell you one more little clue, and I'll take it back to what I want, because I want to get to how I wanted to use this. This is an interesting hashkafic revolutionary idea, which I think is maybe even true. I'll share with you briefly. Japan, I can share this with you guys. But the best thing is also, some of you guys are here. I can't wait to remember, I have the following question. If, let's say, your father sends to you, in Mahal Shah, I don't know, write two letters on Shah, he goes to Shteyos, what's it in? You're not supposed to, why not? Because keep it up to eight, it's all right, but lose the mitzvah shots. Let's say a father says, write shtegos yos with your left hand, the right one oops, or do bohrer with your left hand. There's some type of issue to rub on our shots. According to the Rambam, that violation of those us or what? Of course you should have to what? Listen to Los us, or opposed to Kibra Bein, just like Kibra Bein was losing the Shabbos, so it's losing to Los us. However, according to the Ramban, what's the reason why I'm not violating Mitzvah Derabbanan? Well, that's Ratzon Hashem. What would you think would win, Ratzon Hashem without a source versus Kibra Bein? So the answer is not a svar. The Machan says black and white is not a svar, because if it be a svar, svar would be Daraisa. Svara has the category. Svaras are treated speaking to Rabbanan with the rice of Chorma. That's the exact controversial dogma. Then it's a svara, it's Ratzon Hashem. It's not a svara, it's just Ratzon Hashem. It's a grandpa. That's the case. Chorma should have to give parents and violate all mitzvahs of Rabbanan. So then it's all told me because the Ratzon Hashem is to not listen to Kibbutz Avim, which is shocking that you can have something called Ratzon Hashem, which is l'chor and not a classic halachic category, beating a halachic category. It was interesting, the famous story that when I was in Bush, they just told that about Sam Rabar and Mr. Ramakal. He found out, he started talking about, he was on a desert island, and went, he had two things in front of him, one is the kizayis of chaylev, one is the kizayis of human flesh, those who choose to eat. So he said, I would choose to eat the human flesh. The rabbi at the time was absolutely crazy. When he's talking about human flesh, of course the rabbi was totally mutter, of course the rabbi is a rasei. But the mamashasa is not far, it's a lot. How could you choose that? So Rabbi Tal claims he convinced him, listen, see, I don't know if it's true or not, but the truth is Rabbi Tal wasn't the first one to say it. It comes from the sefer called the Dor Ravidi. It's a sefer by the Chassam Sofer's great grandson, fourth generation. His name is Ramosha Sofer. His great grandson's name was Moshe as well. He was the first great grandson named after the Chassam Sofer with the name of Moshe. He wrote a sefer called the Dor Ravidi, and he says it as well. And at first glance, I was totally shocked. I had no idea. Like, what the heck is this? A meta halachic concept? You think it's so repugnant and so morally disgusting, so you're going to beat halach with it? Are you talking? I don't know, but maybe you would say that sometimes there's certain things like rabba and shem, which have to call out to beat halach. I don't know. Food for thought. That was a little bit of I can't say anything about halach. You know. Bekitzer, Rabbi Chaim concludes that what there's a major machlokas, the Rambam and the Ramban. What is that machlokas? If you learn the machlokas, not like a chassidish, rather like Rabbi Chaim. What important upshot, what important conclusion do you derive at? That there's a machlokas to show in what? As to whether or not mitzvah d'rabbanan have a d'araisa status or a d'rabbanan status, how could this be helpful? Well, correct. It may be exactly what Rabbi Tam had in mind. Tough to know, but Rabbi Tam, or others who may agree with Rabbi Tam, anyone who says listen, they either would apply to a Isser Drabana, it may be because he misunderstood the Surah Drabana, maybe like the Rambam, that the Surah Drabana are really under the halachic category entitled Lo Sasser. And as long as they're under Lo Sasser, it's tricky, but they're really Daraisa. Once they're Daraisa, the Torah says, listen, they either on O Yisurin. One of those Yisurin is Los Sasser. Los Sasser is a blank category, a box, which can be filled in later on a Del Raisa level. And that's option number one for the Ram, for the Rebbein Tam. How people doing over here? Bro, is he good? Yeah.
The whole thing in the Rambam, something from the discussion.
The Rambam doesn't address this specifically. He just said that Suffolk that rise in the Chumash that did the Rambam. That he said in a few places. If that's the case, that is a learned drasha. So all the opponents explained, we must have learned this drasha as the megala the rule opposed to the exception to the rule.
Right. Then he said how.
If that's the case, if that's the case, then Suffolk that rise in the Chumash is only did the Rambam. So the fact that the Ravana applied it only to Mitzvah Daraisa is not that shocking. You're right. It's very similar in the sense that the Ravana shows when to apply it and why not to apply it. The difference, I guess, is it that the Ravana's presentation is they should have applied it, they chose not to. In other words, they should have naturally applied it. They built into the Mitzvah Ravana not to do it. The other way around is that they shouldn't have naturally chosen it, but they decided to. Like, you know, are we going from the ceiling down or the floor up? With me? According to the Ramban, it really should have applied, but they constructed it in a way where they didn't have to. And according to the Rambam, essentially, they really shouldn't have done it at all, but they chose to say some of the rest of the Chumrah owned by Mitzvah Rabbanah. But you're right, they're not that different. Okay. The Ramban's potential suggestions of the Rambam, the chief stuff doesn't accept, and the one that the Achronim have, there is a difference between them, but essentially, they're pretty similar. Therefore, okay. The other way to go is to take a look at the Isser call, Lith Naimer. Okay, let's look at Lith Naimer. Sure, you with me doing alright?
Yeah.
Room with you? So the first map looks is should Lith Naimer, the Araisa, apply to Mitzvah Derabbanan or not? So there's two really nice background sugyas that I'd like to share with you guys. One of the sugyas and one of the sugyas is that Sanhedrin. Background information for Sanhedrin. The Gemara Sanhedrin talks about time you're supposed to be yarek while yavel. What's kill yourself about doing it out there? And there the Gemara has three basic larger categories. One being mifar hexion. one being Shas Ashmat, and one being Gimel Averos Hamuros, i.e., Abodazari Kimirai Pashikotam. If any one of these scenarios come up, let's say it's before Hesed, there are 10 Jews around, and even if they say you take your dad, you die. If it's a Shas Hashemad, if you're living in one of the, you know, Nazi, a person sitting in Nazi Germany, and they say, hey Jew, I want you to be Machal Shabbos, you die. Even though it's not one of the big three, you die nonetheless above the Shas Hashemad. And certainly one of the big three, with Dicha, Gilead, Shikhanah, or so certainly you would die. Okay. So the Gemara there said, how is it possible for an Ayin Dal on a day? The Gemara says, how is it possible that Esther can do what? Sleep with Ahasuerus. It's the Farhesha. Now the truth is, one could have also asked, it's also Ancient Ish. The Gemara doesn't do that. The Gemara only asks the Farhesha. We show him, try to figure out why, from our books, we show him why, because the Farhesha says, Tosis and Benhajin and Ahain, that would be a little bit in Sukhus and Ahain. Yeah, well, a few places that we show him a little bit.
Why did
she said she was married to Mordechai. Maybe she was married to somebody else. The Rishon thinks that maybe she's married to Mordechai. Okay, why that kind of problem is not my topic right now, but today's discussion of Rishon. You hear that story, no?
Yeah.
I remember that. Who was that? Give me a little bit.
I remember that. There was a...
That's the kind. Okay, there you go. But the truth is, I'm nailing it because if you learn the code, it's literally like, you know, a year and a half, a year and three quarters, you know, so you're giving them some hours, you know. The kids said, how can Esther sleep with Ahasuerus? She can sleep with Farhesia. The Gemara gives two answers. One is Abaye, and one is one. First, Abaye says the answer which alone is quoted, which is Karka. Which basically means, well, literally means land, nothing but land. What does that mean? So the simple Shabbat Rov Rishon, learning the branches and all that. If that Esther was totally passive, she didn't move around, she stood perfectly still, and that's why it wasn't a real case of Bia, as she covered maybe her own enemy, or not Bia, or Bia, no Yarn Malyam, or whatever the point is, if she's totally passive, it's lacking a Beruva, it's lacking a Maisa, it's lacking something, because she didn't move at all. And then we show him deal with the man, he part of Olam, because naturally man's involvement can be a different, he can't be totally still. Biologically, there are differences. It's a fine. One shot is carpal. This is that information, not clinical. The Mukhiyos is actually a different shot, which is not really similar to us, but those who are spiked will come from the Kakhama before you. No. That carpal means not that she passed it, but rather she had no choice. Meaning, if I say to you, I'm going to sleep with that woman or die, so you have two choices, to sleep with the woman or to die. Esther didn't have that choice. Esther had a choice of sleeping with Ahasuerus by force, or sleeping with Ahasuerus by her choice, meaning she didn't have the option to die. Ahasuerus wasn't taking no for an answer. He wasn't looking for the nicest basula in all of the land to get rejected by him. You know what I'm saying? I don't know that much about Ahasuerus, but anything you get from the firm story, he wasn't taking no for an answer. In fact, it's like no means yes. No wasn't an option. The kids, after the movie of the test, said, since she had no choice, she's like Karka, she has no free will, that's what it means Karka. That's the whole Machlok Rishon, really not my business right now, but again, it's worthwhile to know that Machlok Rishon. Rava says it's death of a shot. Rava says it's not Karka Ola, but rather it's Anos Atmo Shaini. Which means that, not that Ahasuerus was trying to make some type of theological point to Esther by showing her, hey, look at the Jews, your God stinks, I'll sleep with you. He wasn't trying to make her do an Avera, because, and that's why the rabbi was his intention. What? It was what?
Personal pleasure.
Personal pleasure. Hanath Atmo is shining. That's what Rava said. Whether Rava disagreed with the body or you're aiding on to a body, it's not so clear. That's Rava did. Then the Gemara brings the Raya. The Gemara says, Elo, hey, Mahachi, you have a major problem. Because, how else can you understand what's going on with the Kavoki Bidumai Bidimunai? What does that mean? Kavoki or something like that. Bidimunai. What the heck are these things? These things are little dishes and bowls that the Jews gave to the Goyim in order that the Goyim should be able to do a Avodah Zarah.
It wouldn't have been for Hanan's Atma, the Jews would not be allowed to give it to them because of Yared Bal Yaakov. However, since the Jews, since the Goyim doing their own Hanan's Atma, whatever, somehow, they're using this to put on lights, and candles in the bowl, and lights, whatever the case is. Therefore, what? Therefore, what? And Hanan's Atma Shayim. The question is, what the heck are we talking about? What? In other words, the Gemara people have said, all the Rishonim have the Kabbalah question. How did this arise? The Jews gave them the Kabbalah, the Kabbalahiki and the Dibunaiki, because if they wouldn't have been rid of Yared Bal Yaakov, what Yared Bal Yaakov was there? Why would the Jews have killed her? Why would the Jews have had to have died otherwise? Oh. What's facilitating the Avodah Zarah? What does that mean? So the Baal Amar seems to indicate exactly that. What's that? The Baal Amar seems to ready. The Baal Amar and the can say exactly that. They were kind of involved in the Avodah Zarah. They were facilitating the Avodah Zarah. Facilitating the Avodah Zarah. They weren't doing it themselves. That's like shocking. What's the shock? The Ramban and the Muhammad and many other Khatis are as well. Ramban and the other Shaykh as well. They can say, no, you know what it was? There was, let's say, Eber did for Hesia. And you know what the Eber for Hesia is? It's an Eber that did for Hesia. And any Eber did for Hesia has been a Yared Bal Yaakov. But how can the Baal Amar, he doesn't mention it with the Eber element. The Baal Amar leaves that out completely. It's a regular din of Yared Bal Yaakov. So what's the Pshat of the Baal Amar? How in the world could it be Yahweh, the Yahweh, the Yahweh, or someone else who's a Avodah Zarah? What's going on here? That's a question that many Achronim have in this Baal Amar. And with this kasha, they develop an unbelievable theory. What do you see from this Baal Amar?
Yeah,
Correct. It could be Lifnei Iver. You totally misunderstood the Iver. You haven't Lifnei Iver work. Lifnei Iver can work in one of two ways. Number one is, it's an independent Iser. They call it like an Iser, Abbasmi. It's an independent Iser of, I don't know, being Machshel you. Standing up, you do something. That's one way to go. Alternatively, what we argue is basically the chelek shall of the avera as the other guy did mean. If let's say what perhaps the marshal, but perhaps I would help show a little bit. You want to know what? I get some of that credit. Why? But that. What did they help you with avera? You know what I get? Some of that avera. In other words, it could be. I didn't let the avera that an independent is, or it doesn't stand on its own two feet. But rather, what is it? What Avera was done, it was done by the Nazi. He drank his wine. So I facilitated that. I helped him accomplish that Avera. I was shutted. There were shutted by Avera. If that's the case, maybe that's the Machlokes of Baal Amar versus the Ramban. In other words, maybe there's a Machlokes of Baal Amar versus the Ramban. How do I understand what the Avera is? According to the Ramban, the Iver is an independent Isser being Machshel Yud, this way many Achronim learn this way, Talmidim learn this way, Rav Chanan learn this way, many other Achronim learn this way. That with the Iver means I'm being Machshel Yud, I'm causing you to mess up. Like I did that before, that's instead of Yad Vayav. According to the Baal Amar, there's a different shot. It's not that I'm being Machshel Yud, it's not that, you know, I'm being Machshel you, but rather what? It's a chelik in the Aveiro. And if the Jews, through with the Eber, and give the Goyim these Kavoaikim and Dimunaikim, or whatever the heck they are, if the Jews are giving the Goyim these bowls, you know what they actually are getting? They're with the Eber in the Goyim's Aveiro, and they get a chelik of Avodah Zarah. Not only do they get a chelik shell of Avodah Zarah, but the Baal Amar takes it one step further. That chelek is significant enough to carry with the din of Yarov, Yaharov,
Ve'av Ya'avor. Again, the Balamar makes two assumptions. A, you get a chalik, and B, it's enough of a chalik to the Ya'avor Ya'avor. The Ramban could argue either one of those, although most of the Ya'avorim think he's arguing on the first shot. I'm not sure why that, they said. From salvation, by the way, but fundamentally. That, again, that chalik of the Avira, according to the Balamar, according to the Ramban, it's not a chalik of the Ramban. If that's the case, and we'll see if you were not doing this since I gave it to Shabbat first tomorrow morning, that may play out relevant for us as well. How so? How would that be relevant for us? I'm not focused on the Lord of Zahra being found versus the other Akron, the other Mishon. How would that play out? One second. How would that play out? Do you have what you want to say? The Rabbeinu Tam holds what? Like the Baal Amar. Correct. If the Rabbeinu Tam holds like the Baal Amar, then what? You have a chelek in the Avera. No, I'm sorry, one second. Let's work it through. According to the Baal Amar, what we expect? If you have a chelek in the Avera, so if that is the case, it would not be the Rabbeinu Tam. If there's a chelek in the Avera, well, if the Avera that the Avar Yom did is only Durabana, the most I could possibly do is what? A Durabana. Because I'm only getting a chelek in his Issa. His Issa is Durabana. I can't be worse than the part I'm getting it. In other words, that's going to be like the Ramban, correct? In other words, if, or at least the. Hang on. If Rabbeinu Tam holds that it's not a chelek in the Issa, but rather it's an Issa of Me'atmo, I'm sorry, again, according to Rabbeinu Tam, correct. If it's an Issa of being Machshil you, theoretically I can imagine the Rabbeinu Tam saying, if I'm being Machshil you, the Torah said, don't be Machshil people. Machshil in the Araisa, Machshil in the Rabbanon, they're both being Machshil you. However, other Rishonim are going to say that what? That the Torah, what? It depends what, and you're getting a chelek of the Isra. I'm getting a chelek of the actual Isra. If that's the case, I can't be any worse than the Avariyah. Let me just show you one quick thing, line in the mirror, which I think is very helpful. And what you think is going in mind over here, we're going to have to do a little bit of cheshbidding. I'll have to see that. I think we're not going to meet. I'll pay the cheshbidding in a second, although I'm really over, so I've got to stop. We'll see what that can hang on. Quickly, we read this lashon of the Iri. The Iri quotes the Raya. V'ahi d'lo yatzkes adenu l'kusim yishim l'fe'iver. V'im d'rei sovim heich chash shulam mirsho. Listen to the lashon of the Iri. V'ein de Raya. The Iri thinks this is not a Raya. Even though the Iri holds that really Malacha and Talamoid is Aser. I'm not sure if we know. He quotes both ways. Even though he's not, he says this is not a Raya. Why? V'ein de Raya. She ke'ein machshil hu. What does it mean, ke'ein machshil hu? What do those words mean? What? I think that's the shot they're made of town. That in other words, lifnei either is not a chelek in Yisr, but I'm being machshil you. And even though it's only a, I'm being machshil only as a rabbanon level you, it doesn't make a difference. I think that's what the theory has in mind. Okay, well, tomorrow, here's the game plan quickly for tomorrow. Number one, I just want to work out the Shittas Ramban. Is Ramban really work? Because I'm wondering if Ramban holds that a lot, if the Yashar was Min HaTorah. Well, the Ramban doesn't spell it out, but if this is one of the rites for the Ramban, it's going to be somewhat problematic because, meaning, you follow that? If the Ramban is on Hedron is right, is it going to work out over here? Meaning, can the Ramban use this as a raya? If you really hold that the either is an undeserved edition of the Atmo, well then, would that really serve as a raya over here? Again, it could be the Ramban doesn't work out, but there'll be other Rishonim who we have to just cheshbon out if they really hold, number one. Number two, there's two or three more now, I mean, this is Hakir, by the name of the Nebu, which I'll mention, and then Mir Hashem, number three, I plan on moving to Das Beis, and the Beis reading through the Gemara pretty quickly, until the Itmar, about 10 lines down, and then hopefully we'll do that already on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. All right, guys, have a good day.